Hey, greetings. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events in our fine state of Arizona. It is Thursday, February the 12th, Friday Eve for you. Time to start thinking about the weekend. First, though, let's do the news. Less than a week after a judge blocked subpoenas seeking testimony from recorder Justin Heap's staff, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors voted to compel Heap himself to testify about the claims of voter disenfranchisement as the battle between the board and the recorder continues. From the politics desk, here's Wayne Schutzke with the latest.
Chairwoman Kate Brophy McGee signed subpoenas last week to force testimony after Heap and his staff made contradictory statements about potential voter disenfranchisement. Judge Scott Blaney blocked the subpoenas over concerns they could interfere with the ongoing legal fight between Heap and the board over control of the county's elections. The supervisors voted unanimously to instead compel Heap to present a report to the board about a litany of election issues. Corey Langhofer, the board's attorney, told supervisors that he discussed the board's potential action with the judge and Heap's attorney ahead of the vote.
The judge's perspective on that question was, Heap's a big boy. He's an elected official. You're elected officials. You're equals. You can work this out between yourselves.
Heap's attorney filed an emergency motion asking Blaney to block the board's action, but the judge had not acted upon the request by the time the vote took place. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Paradise Valley Unified School District has fired its superintendent. As Bridget Dowd reports from the Education Desk, Todd Cummings was placed on administrative leave in October, just a few months after starting his job there.
Cummings left his previous school district in Indiana amid allegations that grades had been manipulated. Paradise Valley's governing board later adopted a statement of 14 charges against him, including failing to disclose pertinent information on his job application. At a meeting this week, the district's attorney, Susan Siegel, said an investigation into Cummings found there was good and just cause to terminate his contract.
Dr. Cummings engaged in conduct that was in breach of the board policies and the agreement that he had signed with the district. He did not fulfill his duties. He created an unprofessional and counterproductive work environment. He did not encourage collaboration among his administrators and made decisions without input from them.
After hearing the findings, the governing board voted unanimously to fire Cummings. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Republicans in the state legislature adopted another plan to align Arizona's tax code with federal tax cuts on Wednesday, but Governor Katie Hobbs says she'll veto it. Also from the politics team, Cameron Sanchez has that.
This is the second time that GOP lawmakers have pushed tax cuts through on party lines. They say that unless state tax code matches guidelines regarding federal cuts issued by the Department of Revenue, many Arizonans will have to file amended returns later this year. Senator J.D. Mesnard.
So you've heard me say we're not going to support something that makes people amend their returns. That is why. Take the opposite position and we'll see what happens in November.
But Hobbs says only a small fraction of Arizonans will have to refile if lawmakers hold off on passing a conformity plan now.
The entire tax conformity bill is a non-starter if we don't have a way of how we're going to pay for all those tax cuts in the budget.
The tax filing deadline is just over 2 months away, and early filing is already underway. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Residents in Marana want to take a proposed project tied to a controversial Tucson-area data center to the polls. Katya Mendoza has more from Tucson.
The No Desert Data Center Coalition and other groups submitted a referendum petition with nearly 3,000 signatures of Marana residents last week. The petition aims to overturn a recent rezoning decision that would allow a data center campus to be built in Marana by the developers of Project Blue. Coalition member Vivek Barathan says Marana elected officials decided to move forward with the rezoning despite community opposition.
Without any kind of public hearing, any kind of town halls to gauge residents' support or opposition to it.
If the petition is validated and approved by the town clerk, the referendum would appear on an upcoming election ballot.
That's Katya Mendoza reporting from Tucson. The city of Phoenix has formally adopted a new plan to address homelessness. Catherine Davis-Young has details.
Phoenix launched an Office of Homeless Solutions in 2022. In the years since, the city has taken a more hands-on role, shifting from a funder of homeless services to a provider, opening more city-run shelters. The new plan adopted by City Council sets ambitious goals to further expand shelter options and to decrease homelessness. The plan sets no price tag for these initiatives, and Office of Homeless Solutions Director Rachel Milne acknowledges funding could be a challenge.
While the city has been making historic investments, we will need to balance the need to both sustain those investments and advance our work.
Short-term goals in the plan include using data to better identify people at risk for becoming homeless. Longer-term goals include developing new housing. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, when the annual WM Phoenix Open took its final putt Sunday, it ended with less liquor-related arrests than in previous years. Amelia Monroe has the good news.
According to data from the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control, there was a roughly 30% decrease in on-site liquor-related arrests between 2025 and 2026. The department credits the reduction to collaborative enhanced liquor enforcement with Scottsdale PD and tournament security staff, which included cracking down on over-serving and underage drinking. The 48 arrests are ones processed by the liquor department and do not include arrests or citations made by Scottsdale PD and other agencies. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona's Attorney General Chris Mays claims a 14% rate hike proposed by Tucson Electric Power is unjustified. From the Front Terrace desk in Tucson, Lisa Resnick has more.
TEP's proposed hike would see rates increase this fall. According to the utility, the average Tucson household would pay $16 more each month, which it argues is needed to help cover rising costs and support recent investments. But Mays argues TEP is asking customers to pay a significantly higher cost than what's needed to maintain reliable service. In testimony filed with state utility regulators this week, Mays says the current proposal would take some $148 million per year from Tucson families and directed to TEP's shareholders. May says the utility only needs a 4% increase to sustain reliable service. Alisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office has yet to finish court-ordered reforms tied to a long-running racial profiling case. Now a House Judiciary Subcommittee led by Congressman Andy Biggs has scheduled a Friday field hearing so officials can complain about the cost. Matthew Casey reports.
The sheriff's office has spent about 14 years working to end racial profiling of Latino motorists and reform internal affairs while under watch by a federal monitor. In scheduling Friday's hearing titled The Monitoring Racket, The Grift That Keeps On Giving, the House Judiciary Subcommittee cites a cost figure used by county supervisors to call for an end to sheriff's office oversight. Among them is Supervisor Debbie Lesko, who spoke January 30th after the most recent court hearing.
We believe in those numbers. And the judge implies that they're wrong.
An independent audit of compliance costs released last fall found that nearly 75% of what the sheriff's office had billed the county for was improperly attributed. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Northern Arizona Healthcare says it's paused plans to build a new Flagstaff Medical Center, even as the company says it has outgrown its current facility. Adrian Scabellin has more from Flagstaff.
NAH says declining reimbursement rates from insurance companies and Medicaid, along with increasing labor costs, medical equipment, and medications, force them to narrow the scope of the project. The company expects to lose $50 million a year from Medicaid cuts included in the Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump last year. NAH's board has been considering building a new Flagstaff Medical Center in three undisclosed locations, but those options now appear to be off the table. NAH, however, is still considering building at Fort Tuthill on property it already owns or building at FMC's current site on Flagstaff's Hospital Hill. I'm Adrian Scabland in Flagstaff.
Sports, basketball, Suns blown out at home last night to the NBA's best team, the defending champion Thunder, 136-109, the final score. Oklahoma City led by as many as 37 and by at least 20 the entire second half. Devin Booker, Grayson Allen, Jalen Green all sat out for the Suns with injuries. Dylan Brooks led Phoenix with 23 in a losing cause, but now faces a suspension after picking up another technical foul. And Suns have a week off now for the NBA All-Star break. Booker, the Suns' lone All-Star, expected to participate in the festivities this weekend in Los Angeles. And in baseball, one of the Diamondbacks' star players will miss the start of the season. Outfielder Corbin Carroll will undergo surgery after breaking a bone in his hand during batting practice Tuesday. Cora Carroll was the 2023 Rookie of the Year. Diamondbacks didn't provide a timeline for his return. Standard recovery, 6 to 8 weeks. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Thursday, February 12th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll do it again tomorrow when it's Friday. Talk to you then.